Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens. I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the Business Marketing Club. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. But if this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. It can be difficult to make the right start in business marketing. There's so much to learn and so many different ways that marketing can make an impact. What does it mean to be a great B2B marketer? What are the skills that you need to make a great impression in your organization and step off onto a successful career? Big questions, but luckily, two-time marketing director Ross Chapman is here to help, sharing his own perspectives on becoming a marketing leader and the skills that set great marketing talent apart. And indeed, to iterate his six key tips to marketers starting out. So, Ross, welcome to our podcast. It's great to have you.
It's good to be back. Great to see you, Dave.
It's good to have you here. So before we get going on your kind of six tips, tell us, how did you get into marketing in the first place?
Yes. So quickly, I studied engineering, but never really fully knew if I wanted to be an engineer. And it was about the dot-com era. And I got really lucky that my employer was hiring engineering graduates to go into their sales force. And in my first job in sales, Motorola taught us that they wanted us to be the eyes and the ears of the organization, that the only thing that mattered was not so much selling or promoting your wares, but listening to the customer and then going back and teaching the company what they needed to build to be successful. And it was along that, in that early period of my career, my early 20s, I was living in San Francisco, and I happened to read the book Crossing the Chasm. And Crossing the Chasm opened my eyes to the fact that marketing was around understanding customer needs. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. My company tells me that my job in sales is around understanding customer needs. And this book teaches me that marketing is around understanding customer needs. Maybe marketing becomes a bit of a career path for me. So that set off a bit of a movement. And I've got to say, for about the last 15 years, I've been a marketing leader, Dave.
That's great. So you're absolutely the person to tell us. Ross, what are the six skills, in your opinion, that enable marketing team members to stand out?
Well, I think there's six things, and some of these are easily overlooked, Dave. I'm going to list them out here. So I think it's about being customer-centric, customer-obsessed, perhaps. That's number one. The second is, I think it's about commerciality, being highly commercial, being really in tune with how your organization is going to make money. Third, I think it's around really understanding the product that your company offers. Marketing in the end is around differentiating yourself from a competitor in the mind of a buyer. So you've got to understand the product deeply and the market space. Fourth, and we talk about this a lot, is communication. Now, in the past, it's been a lot about written communication. I'm going to make an argument later, Dave, that actually verbal communication is going to become the real communication skill moving forward. And the final two ones are problem solving. You've got to be really good at breaking down problems. And aligned with that, you've got to be really good at using data to understand problems and to get answers.
Brilliant. So what I think we should do, Ross, is so I'm going to ask you kind of just a bunch of kind of slightly more general questions. And it'd be really, really good for you to kind of pick out those six key areas maybe as we go. So you've told us how you've gotten into marketing, but what did your early career experience in sales teach you about marketing?
Well, so here I am. I'm a junior salesperson, very, very green, don't know much about sales, don't know much about the semiconductors in which I'm supposed to sell. And I enter the Silicon Valley office of my company, and my boss was a young executive called Ken Wei. Hi, Ken, if you're listening. And what I saw over time is that Ken, even though he was probably only in his early 30s, or maybe late 20s at the time, had this 40,000 person company wrapped around his finger. He had a line of executives that wanted to know his insights about what should be built, about what strategies the company should deploy, Ken was organizing some major company initiatives, and he was rising the ranks very, very quickly. And so this always intrigued me as to how Ken was able to do this. And what I learned is that this age-old phrase, he who knows the customer best wins, or we might say, she who knows the customer best wins. And so I think what my early career experience taught me about marketing is that we've got to go down to really what are our customer needs and how are we going to show those customers that we can meet their needs in a way Ken did in a sales capacity, but marketing leaders can do in a marketing capacity.
Cool. So it's about kind of knowing the customer and also kind of knowing your commercials, I guess, which kind of fits back to your top six.
That's exactly right, Dave. And I think marketing is still prone to this, is we focus a lot on the activities that are going to engage our customer, our prospective customer, our target customer. And those are great, great, great things. But we often fall short of thinking about how that is going to translate into making money. Now, I think over the last 5, 6, 7 years, it's become a little bit better as marketing organizations are focused much more on generating opportunities or starting to measure revenue impact. But I still don't think we're quite there yet. And so I think my advice for marketers rising the ranks or those starting their career is really make sure you spend additional time with your sales leaders, your revenue leaders, to listening to management, really thinking about how the company is going to make money, and really thinking about how your activity is going to combine with other activities in the firm to help the business generate more revenue and profits.
And that's great. So another one of your tips, which kind of follows naturally, I suppose, from those two, is one about understanding the company's products. So, but we're marketers on this podcast, Ross. So what does it mean for marketers? Won't the products and sales teams always know the products better than we marketing folk?
Yeah, you know, that's so easy. That's such an easy trap to fall into. And very often it's the case, you know, your sales team are doing demos several times a day. They're having to answer customer questions. Your product teams are obviously in the weeds, developing every aspect of the product and addressing customer bugs that come up. But unfortunately, neither the sales team nor the product team really understand how the product is different as opposed to a range of competitive alternatives. So the onus is on us as marketers to not only understand our products, but to delve into that, we've got to understand how it's different in the eyes of the buyer. And that typically takes the form, in my experience, one of the things I've maybe accidentally done well in my career is really try to understand and study the market from a objective position. You know, if I was an outsider, if I was a customer, how would I be viewing the choice between my competitor and this product?
Yeah.
Really, what is the evidence about why the capability is better? How am I going to prove to the world, such as through my website, that my product is better than the rest? And, you know, oftentimes we associate this with a product marketing function or product capability. But I, for one, believe that all marketing is around showing how you're different and a better alternative to solving the problem that your customers need solved. And so whether you work in demand generation, content marketing, field marketing, events, promotion, paid ads, SEO, I think it's your chance to really, really understand what capabilities your company offers that are differentiated.
Okay. And where does communication then come into to your story? In fact, look, we're a podcast in 2023, so I'm on a band to ask this question. What do you think the impact will be artificial intelligence and large language models on the communication skills marketers need?
Well, I think they're going to be massive. And it's an acceleration of a trend that we've seen for the last, 10 years, maybe, Dave, since you and I started to get to know each other, sadly, is that content marketing, everyone appreciates and understands the value of content marketing these days. We all know that our buyers, regardless of what industry we're in or what type of product we sell, our buyers want to evaluate and assess what we're selling without having to speak to us necessarily, or even speak to their peers. People want to do research on their own terms. So content marketing, particularly in the form of written content, is expected these days.
Yeah.
However, what are we seeing now? I've just had an advertisement in my email from Squarespace, the web app builder, who says that actually now they've got an AI tool embedded where it'll help me write my web page by myself. I see HubSpot has embedded that. We all know that we can use ChatGPT to provide written content. So I am going to argue that the impact on AI on marketers is we are going to have to go back to basics, and that's speaking to people, just like you're doing today, Dave, and you've done on 150 episodes prior to me. You're going to have to ask your customers good questions. You're going to have to take ownership of the industry perspectives. You're going to have to bring your customer together to community events and help advocate for the change they want to make in their fields. And that's going to be around written and around verbal and spoken communication, about your ability to ask questions and capture that, the resulting discussions, to put your customer in the middle of your marketing, such as through videos and through events. I think written marketing is going to have a real challenge to stand out in the age of AI.
Interesting. And then finally, we've got problem solving. So what recommendations do you have for marketers in terms of becoming better at problem solving?
Well, Dave, I'm not sure if I'm a great problem solver, but I'm going to tell you a little story. So after 5.5 years in this great sales job in Silicon Valley, in San Francisco, making a lot of money, speaking to some of the world's leading startups and technology firms, driving a company car, I decided to go do an MBA because I thought it would open up my career opportunities and help me to scratch this marketing itch. And everyone, when they go to do an MBA, says, oh, I'm going to take strategy classes. That sounds really interesting. It's going to make me really powerful and useful for the companies I work for. And I had some great strategy professors, but I only really remember one sentence from any of those courses I took, which is strategy is around making hard choices. Now I'm going to contrast that with an experience I had in my first marketing leadership role. So the company was launching a new brand, and our CEO, my boss at the time, decided to bring together all of the leaders of the functions and figure out all the things we needed to do to crack growth. And it was moderated by a professor at Cass Business School, who taught me that you can take any problem and break it down just by asking questions. Okay, if this is what we want to achieve, what are all the steps we need to take to achieve this? So you ask how are we going to achieve this? You write down your steps and you build matrices or problem solving trees to break down problems. And right. I think often in the busyness of work, and particularly in marketing where the world's our oyster, there's so much we can do, we often skip the step of going, what problem are we trying to solve? And what are the steps we need to take to solve this? Mm-hmm. And how should we prioritize those steps? Map it all out on a whiteboard or a digital whiteboard like Miro, and then make sure as a team, you say, what hard choices, back to the MBA lesson, are we making about the steps that we should take? One other comment here is great recommendation from a colleague at Port Swigger who recommended the book Problem Solving 101, which actually provides a really good summary, a fun, interesting, and useful summary on how to be a great problem solver.
So it is interesting. A lot of what you say there really resonates with me. And sometimes actually the real hard yards are spent actually identifying what the real problem is in the first place.
Amen.
You know, and
Yeah, or you've got loads of difficult decisions after that point, but you've got a difficult decision almost in terms of choosing what the right problem is.
Absolutely. And maybe if there's a place for marketers' written communication skills, it's that process of trying to capture the problem in written format so that you can drive alignment amongst the marketing team, amongst marketing and sales, and marketing sales and customer success teams as to, hey, we think this is the problem we need to prioritize. Do people agree? Would people back us if we got behind solving this problem?
So, Ross, you've given us those six skills that enable marketing team members to stand out. Thank you. If people would like to talk to you about those six skills, how do they get in touch?
Hit me up on LinkedIn, or my email address is rossychapman@gmail.com. I'd love to connect with other marketers and people that are looking to grow businesses.
Brilliant. Ross, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Dave.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Ross Chapman. Thanks to our technical person, Alicia Gratian. And thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can. And email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk.